All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings. So there's been a lot of talk as of late regarding climate change, and a heat wave out west, and a potential water crisis that is brewing at the moment. And I thought today I would talk a little bit about it, a little bit of information I know, and maybe sort of diagnose the problem and offer up a few potential solutions to it. So for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to more or less stick to the state of California. That's just a little bit easier as Nevada, Arizona, and Utah, New Mexico, other states around there have their own issues related to this. But California is the most populous state out there, and I figure it's got the most acute problems. And so, if everybody remembers a few years ago in 2015, there was a big, massive drought in the state of California, and there were cuts to civilian water usage and things of that nature. And it was quite a big shock and really a harbinger of things to come. And since then, we've had this massive spread of wildfires out in the state of California, and like I said before, climate changes, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought, now would be a good time to sort of look into this potential water crisis, because it's one of those situations now where it's not particularly acute yet. And in my eyes, if nothing is done to fix it, it will only be a matter of time until it becomes an acute issue. And so I guess the thing to just sort of establish now is just sort of, why is there a problem? Why would there be a problem in the future, I should say? And so really some of the context in as far as California is concerned is that 75% of the water used in the state of California comes from the top, the northernmost third of the state. 75% of the water comes from there. That's further north of the San Francisco Bay Area, obviously further north of LA, the Central Valley. So it's a sparsely populated part of the state as relative to the rest of the state. So 75% of that water comes from that top third. And then 80% of the total water that's used is used in those bottom two thirds. What is it used on? Well, you have obviously the San Francisco Bay Area, which is a huge metropolitan area that encompasses San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and you could even make the argument that Sacramento could kind of be very loosely tied to that. You have the Los Angeles and Southern California metropolitan areas down there as well. You have Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego. These are big cities that use a lot of water. And that might seem like a rational excuse, a rational justification for it. But that's not really the full story. There's a huge central valley in the middle of the state of California, and that's where a lot of the agriculture is done. And so when it comes to actual water usage, only 20% is actually used for the cities. So as the cities I mentioned, LA, San Francisco, Oakland, San Diego, all of those cities combined and other cities across the state only use about 20% of the water. The other 80% is used on agriculture. And you think, okay, well, why don't you just cut back on the agriculture then? If it's such a problem that people won't be able to have enough water, why don't we just cut back on agriculture? Well, that sounds nice on paper. However, the state of California is responsible for about one third of all of the vegetables in the United States. And so if you just sort of turned off the hose, as it were, you'd be losing one third of the vegetables in the United States and two thirds of the fruits and nuts in the United States. California is a huge agricultural producer, and I don't think some people understand like how big of an impact the state of California has on the on food production in the United States. Again, most people, when they think of California, they think of LA and palm trees and sunny weather and all that, but there's more to it. There is a lot of agriculture being produced in the state of California. So simply shutting off the water there won't necessarily fix it. And so obviously, as I've mentioned, there were droughts, the dry years, wet years, and that obviously that affects how much water is available on an annual basis. So when these farmers, the water rights for particular farmers too is a contentious issue, and it's very complicated. And so, between insecure water rights and a fluctuating water supply on an annual basis, it gets a little messy trying to plan a consistent agricultural industry or farm, And so when you have this sort of uncertainty, oftentimes farmers go to what's certain, and that is often groundwater. Now, groundwater and aquifers underground, those are parts of a land mass's water supply that's underground, and it doesn't really get renewed all that quickly. If you look at regions out in out in the eastern part of the United States, a lot of it can be renewed pretty quickly. Or rain comes in and provides more water, and so on and so forth. The water cycle, as you learned about in elementary school. But groundwater doesn't necessarily work that way. It takes a long time for that water to be replaced, and so when farmers tap into that groundwater, they're not necessarily putting enough back so that it's replaced. And so when you cut into that groundwater supply, that's a more finite resource than other forms of water. And so it, in terms of energy sources and water sources, it falls more in line with a non-renewable energy source than it is a renewable one. Though it does renew, it does take longer to do so. So you have these it's a very dangerously teetering kind of system in the state of California right now. You have a lot of water coming from one third of the state. You have a lot of water being used on agriculture, and you have a sort of fluctuating supply and a contentious rights situation and a unsustainable usage of groundwater. And so that's pretty concerning behavior on the state in terms of the actors in the state of California. So what are the possible solutions? So obviously people have proposed cuts to civilian consumption, and that would certainly help. But again, when it's only 20% of the overall water usage is being used in the cities, it's going to help, but it's not going to fix the crux of the problem. And a lot of that would come into agricultural efficiency. And agriculture has been made more efficient over the last 30, 40 years or so, but it's obviously, it's still an issue because it's still an issue as we see today. So more efficient use of water and cuts to usage and restrictions on use of groundwater are possible solutions that people have floated. And I think these are all good things to apply, just so we're using water in the state of California more sustainably than in other places, or not in other places, but more sustainably than before. Another idea is the use of reusing or recycling water. And actually, I'm going to go to the city of Las Vegas for an example of that. A lot of people may think at first glance, how does a city in the middle of the desert have so much water in it? Between the fountains on the strip and the hotels, because people love to point to that. But actually, the city and Southern Nevada in general actually reuses a lot of water. We'll use the fountains. A lot of that water that is used in the fountains, it's used in the resorts, on the strip, it gets sent to treatment facilities all over Southern Nevada, and it gets pumped right back into Lake Mead, which was where it was initially drawn from. So Vegas has done actually a rather good job of reusing its water supply. And so in that situation, when you have a region that's able to reuse its water supply, it creates a situation that's more sustainable in the long run and can And you don't have to gamble, as it were, on the weather and this sort of fluctuations in water supply per year. Another idea is federal projects, redistributing water from one part of the region to another. This is an idea that's become somewhat a potential solution in the state of Nevada as well, because a lot of water in Nevada is in the northern part of Nevada as well. So there have been proposals to create a sort of federal project similar to what exists in California right now that redistributes water from the northern part of the state to the southern part of the state. So you could obviously implement more of those in California. And then there's also the idea of desalination, which is an expensive process, but it takes water from the Pacific Ocean and it basically cleans it up, takes the salt out of the salt water of the ocean and makes it fit for human consumption. And this is an expensive process. You know, it's something that works, but it costs a lot of money. San Diego recently put greenlit building the facility to desalinate some of the water from the Pacific Ocean, but it cost them $1 billion to do it. And so there are, as I've outlined here, there are a number of different solutions: cutting back, investing in infrastructure, investing in recycling, desalination, transporting of water from one part of the West to the other. And so all of these are good ideas. And I think it's very much going to be something that involves most, if not all, of these ideas. The solution is going to be something that involves all of these pieces, because you can't really just say, all right, well, we're going to go all in on desalination, because that's expensive in some parts of the state. Can't necessarily afford that. We can't just say we're going to cut usage in the cities, because then you still have the agriculture. We can't say we're just going to cut groundwater use, because then, you know, farmers are still going to struggle to get enough water to grow their crops. And so to me, the solution lies in applying most, if not all, of these possible ideas, among others that we could come up with, so that not only the state of California, but the region, the Southwest and the Western part of the United States as a whole would be able to have access to water that they can use. And obviously, the more we invest in this and the more that we put into programs like desalination and moving and recycling of water, the more efficient those systems are going to be. So at the end of the day, before this problem really becomes a problem, it is up to federal and state governments and local governments as well to invest in measures to create a sustainable future when it comes to water, not only in the state of California, but in the United States, the western part of the United States.